Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
On Friday, senators adjourned for the year, the last day of the 2019 session. We won't see senators again until 2020. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, it's been quite the year. We testified on 28 bills. Our bills that we supported, all six, have become law. And on Thursday, senators, through final read, approved LB 209. We are so grateful for the senators who voted yes.
This is a major pro-life victory for Nebraska. LB 209, the Abortion Pill Reversal Information Act, passed through the final round of voting just one day before the legislature adjourned for the year and will now head to the governor's desk to be signed into law. And this is really important because abortion pill reversal saves lives, and every woman deserves to know how to find help if she changes her mind about a medication abortion. And that's what this bill does.
Nate, this affects the informed consent law in Nebraska. It's pro-science, it's pro-woman, it's pro-baby.
Absolutely. It's really a simple bill, but it's an important policy, and we want to make sure that our state is doing everything we can through our own state laws to protect and make sure that every life is valued and that women have the information they deserve to know to make a truly informed and voluntary decision.
Nate, as we look back on the 28 bills that we testified on, we had some wins this year.
You know, we're very grateful that six of the bills we supported this year have passed into law. We talked about LB 209. We also supported a major anti-trafficking proposal that passed. We supported legislation to reel back state-sanctioned gambling. And it's not just the things that did pass this year. It's also what didn't pass. You mentioned that we testified on 28 bills this year, and we're very thankful that none of the bills we opposed advanced this session.
We are so honored to be a voice for family, freedom, and faith down at the state capitol. And because of our donors, because of our friends, we're able to be a voice.
We are. And what that means is that religious freedom is being defended. Abortion providers were kept out of schools. And the rights of parents, Christian counselors, business owners, and faith-based ministries were protected. And that's what we're able to do with our supporters and all of your prayers, advocacy, and financial support that enables us to have a daily presence at our state capitol for family, freedom, and life.
Thank you for joining us for the final Capitol Buzz. Until 2020, God bless you.